Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 8th day of Adar Rishon, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masech Tuxubas, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Hey. It's a mitzvah for a man to put up money for a dowry, and the money that he pledges for the dowry is something that's called a kinyan. It's something that's binding. If it's said during the time of Kiddushin or at the time of Nisuin later on, it doesn't need a formality of a shtar or a kinyan to enforce it. Just the statement that he will supply this and this amount of money for the dowry, that already obligates the father to do so, and the chosan can demand in a court of law what he has, what his future father-in-law has arranged for him. Our mission is going to think about what happens if the father, the future father-in-law, reneges on the deal. Haposik mois lachasone, person who has pledged money for his son-in-law as a dowry, and that was done shas kiddushin. He's called a son-in-law really because effectively she's an eshes ish, the daughter's married to him, but at this stage it's only the kiddushin. And in the times of the Gemara, there used to be quite a bit of time, sometimes a year before the nisuin, the chuppah. In between, however, ufoshet leisaregel. In between, the father of the kala suffered a financial misfortune and he's bankrupt, and he can't pay for the dowry now. Says the Mishnah, what action can the chosan take? Teishav ad sheyalmin roisha. The orus, the chosan, who's only given kiddushin at this stage, can hold up the whole nisuin, the marriage, to fit rest of the marriage, until her hair grows white. In other words, until he gets the nedunya, the dowry that the father promised. Until he gets that, we will not force him to marry her, nor even to give her a get. She's stuck in limbo until her father pays up. Yishalmi explains that this is talking about a case where the father pledged it for the father, for the, his son-in-law in the presence of his daughter, the Kala. And furthermore, they add that the father acted in a deceitful manner. And the daughter already also felt that. And that's why the Chachamim held, if the father did not act appropriately, well, he'll be treated that way as well. Admoin, however, said, Yecholah hi shetoimar, she, the Arusa, is able to say, as a response to this action, to her chosan, Ilu ani posakti la'atzmi, if I had pledged the dowry myself, and I didn't fulfill my word, okay, Eishevad shelbin bereshi, I can understand that I have to sit in limbo, not get a get, not get a go through with the marriage until my hair grows white, because I would have made that commitment and I didn't keep it. Achshuv she'abo posok alai, but now that my father has made the commitment for me, and he's the one who's gone bankrupt, mani cholulasas, what can I do? Why do I get punished for my father's inability to pay the dowry? And therefore, oiknois optar, either continue with the marriage and give me chuppah and let's consummate the marriage, optar, or give me a get, let me go on with my life. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Roynis Divra Admoin. Rabban Gamliel says, yes, these words of Admoin appeal to me. I like his opinion. And the halacha is indeed like Admoin, as the Rambam Paskins and Hilchas Ishos. Mishnah Vav, Ha'orer al Hasod, a person who claims about someone's field, and he says that Reuven, for example, claims that Shimon's field is not his, it's mine. Shimon, in the meantime, has a purchase contract in which it states that he bought the field from Levi. And Reuven says, yes, you've got a purchase contract, but Levi stole it from me in the first place, and you bought it from the Gazan, from Levi. But Reuven, who's making this claim that it's his field, actually is one of the witnesses signed on the purchase contract that Shimon is producing. Admin says that the sealing of Reuven signing on the shtar, does not stop his claim going through. It's not mevatel his error. Why? But he's signed the purchase contract. He's one of the signatures on it. They ate him. Says the Mishnah, why it doesn't spoil his chances is Yochel Hoshiyomer, because Reuven can still say in response, explaining why his signature appeared on the purchase contract of a land that he says was his all the time. Hasheni Noyach Liva Arishan Koshemenu. The original landowner or Reuven can say, I was happy to sign as a purchase contract. I wanted it to be transferred to Shimon because it's going to be easier for me to take it out of Shimon's hands and to summon him to court than Levi. Levi, who was the first one that stolen from me, he's a gangster. I'd never succeed against him. So that's why I signed on the purchase contract. And Nadmon says he can easily say that. And he'll be believed. The Chacham argue, however. They say, no. They said, once Reuven is signed on that purchase contract, he loses his rights to the field. There's no tokev, there's no validity anymore to his iru. And that's because by signing on the shtar mechira, by signing on the document on the purchase contract, he's admitted that the field is not his. And indeed, the halacha is like the Chachamim, as the Rambam paskens in Hilchas Tain V'nitan. Asa Simon La'acher. What happens if Reuven, the one who claims that he's the real owner of the field, used the field of Shimon as a simon for another property that he had that he's selling? And he's the one who says it doesn't belong to Shimon in the first place. And nevertheless, what he did, he wrote on the Shtar Mechira, he defined the boundaries of the land that he's selling as bordering the field of Shimon. Well, once he's done that, then again, Ibed es chusoy. He's lost his rights to the land. And that's, and this case is even according to Admon would agree that he's lost the rights. And why is that? Because here, Reuven can't say, I did it because it was easy to get it. He was an easy character, Shimon. What do you mean easy character? You identified this block of land that you wanted to sell as bordering Shimon's block of land. Well, that's you effectively called it Shimon's block of land. Don't come and say that it's not his. Indeed, that would be Imavitz Chusin. As we said, everyone agrees, even Admon would agree to that.